Was there a death in your family? Because most people who come in here are researching family histories after someone died. She paused, tilting her head thoughtfully. I don't know why death always stimulates interest in the family history. It just does. Dory took in the woman's dreads, the black dress with a fitted gray vest and the oddly tarnished silver jewelry. I bought an old house, she said, closing the book. I'm doing research on someone who might have lived there. Your great-grandmother lived there? The librarian asked. Not quite, Dory said, clearing her throat. She might have known the person who owned it. Where is your home, if you don't mind my asking? Dory hesitated. As a cop, she never told anyone where she lived. It's off 24th Street. No shite, Meg said. Dory blinked. Were librarians allowed to say shite in the library? Meg Yardley. She stuck out her hand. Dory took her hand and Meg squeezed. Dory Orihuela. We don't have much information on that particular house in the collection. Do you have any files on bootleggers? Dory asked. In National City? She brightened and held up a finger as if calling up a lecture in her head. Well, there was a rather famous murder in 1929, but... She waved her hand dismissively. It was an armored car robbery. This town already had prohibition in place that I believe started in...